Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. This is your brother, Shalah. And I would like to share some information with you in regards to this disease X. I was attempting to do a broadcast on YouTube several times, and for some reason the microphone wasn't working. You know, the last couple of broadcasts I tried to do, I tried to pre-record it, and for some reason it didn't record before. It was making an echo sound, and it's just I wasn't able do the broadcast on YouTube because I wanted to speak to brothers and sisters on that platform in regards to the lies that was said before regarding the COVID-19, how, you know, the origin of how it started, because you had the NIH, Dr. Fauci, they said that they had no ties to the Wuhan lab, and it came out that not only the NIH, but also the DOD, the Department of Defense, and, you know, basically the military were involved in funding the testing of, you know, the coronavirus, which, you know, again, it was alleged that it started in the Wuhan laboratory from bats. And then after, you know, we all know what happened, you know, a worldwide shutdown, millions of people infected, you know, millions of people have died, millions of people have, you know, basically succumbed to the side effects of the jab, you know. So let me first do some research on the, you know, the disease X. What is it? So this is from medicalpress.com, and it says, what is disease X? How scientists are preparing for the next pandemic, because you have the COVID-19 virus, which was a worldwide major pandemic. And it's kind of, slowed down, so to speak, you know. But then there's another pandemic that they're preparing for, and they're saying that it's going to be worse than COVID-19. And they're saying that the fatality rate is 100%, meaning that if anybody gets the disease X, is almost 100% that they're going to die from it. This is how serious this disease is, you know, from what they're saying. So I'll read the article. It says, the term disease X was coined years ago as a way of getting scientists to work on medical countermeasures for unknown infectious threats. Novel coronaviruses, like the one that causes COVID-19, for example, instead of just known ones like the Ebola virus, the idea was to encourage the development of platform technologies, including vaccines, drug therapies, and diagnostic tests that could be rapidly adapted and deployed in response to an array of future outbreaks with epidemic or pandemic potential. What is disease X? It's the somewhat mysterious name for an illness caused by a concurrently unknown yet serious microbial threat. The World Health Organization added disease X in 2017 to a short list of pathogens deemed a top priority for research, alongside known killers as severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, and Ebola. It says the issue made the issue made it onto the agenda of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, which is the WEF, with WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus joining other health officials to discuss it. COVID-19, caused by a novel coronavirus, was an example of disease X, when it touched off the pandemic at the end of 2019. The vast reservoir of viruses circulating in wildlife are seen as a likely source of much more diseases. That's because of their potential to spill over and affect other species, including humans, which is going into COVID-19, you know, basically what they said was derived from bats, giving rise to an infection against which people will have no immunity. So with this disease X, is going to bring out Esau pushing more vaccines, which, you know, ultimately going to lead to the mark of the beast, you know, technology, the microchip. There's a lot of research happening with microchips, you know, and then with these different, vaccines that have nanotechnology in it, gene editing, you know, chemicals to rewrite your DNA. And so a lot of people have succumbed to that, you know, to that vaccine, which was one, experimental, and two, more than likely it was used to depopulate. So let's do a little bit more research. So let's see, I want to go into where they were saying that the mortality rate of the disease X. And we know that Esau will put stuff out there, you know, he'll mix lies with truths, you know, he'll put stuff out there and it'll make the situation even worse. Like telling people that it was okay, you know, that you would be okay to take that vaccine and it would help guard against COVID, and people was taking it and they were still getting COVID. And it was a Senate hearing that asked, did Dr. Fauci lie? Because they lied, you know, more than likely. You know, Dr. Fauci and all his cronies basically lied about the funding. They said that, you know, that the, you know, United States didn't fund the Wuhan lab, you know, experimentation. And come to find out, it was the DOD, NIH, United States that was funding that research that led to a worldwide pandemic. So I'll just read a little bit of this article. This is from Forbes.com. And the title of the article is "What is Disease X? Right Wing Circle Slam hypothetical pandemic. So they saying it's a hypothetical pandemic, but they said that about COVID-19 when they had that thing by Bill Gates. It was supposedly a hypothetical scenario, and come to find out it was true. You know, people, in China, they started dying from the vaccine. Not the vaccine. They did die from the vaccine, but they died from COVID. You had people that were just dropping dead. You know, people here in the States, you know, we were seeing the news videos, or, you know, stuff that was on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, just people just falling out. So let's see. It says key facts. The World Economic Forum, which is the WEF, is slated to hold a meeting called Preparing for Disease X on Wednesday, where a panel of international speakers, including from the World Health Organization, pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, and the conglomerate Philips, will discuss which novel efforts are needed to prepare healthcare systems for the multiple challenges ahead. Disease X, a hypothetical unknown threat, is the name used among scientists to encourage the development of countermeasures, including vaccines and tests, because they're going to push those vaccines. And just like how COVID is causing all kind of irreversible side effects, young and old people are dying, people in the tip-top shape of their life, athletes, you know, people that are, you know, in the military, and, you know, people that are famous, people that are unknown, all having just all kind of horrible side effects, man. You know, people dying, blood clots, strokes, aneurysms, heart attacks, all kind of just deadly ailments. It says to deploy in the case of future outbreak. The WHO convened a group of over 300 scientists in November 2022 to study the unknown pathogen that could cause a serious international epidemic, persisting a mortality rate 20 times that of COVID-19. 20 times more than COVID-19, man. Let's see. Bear with me. So these devils, they got war in their heart. The Bible tells us that Esau, his words are smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. So they'll tell you that they want you to take something that could help you, but in reality it's something that could actually harm you. Okay, so this is from MSN.com. So, you know, like COVID-19 was, you know, everybody wore the N19, I think it's M19 or M90 mask. Hold on. Computer lost its power, so I'm gonna connect the power cord. So, like I said, the first pandemic, you know, they had people wearing the mask, PPE mask. But something that deadly, you know, so far as the, you know, this disease X that they're preparing for, you'll need one of them damn hazmat suits, basically. This is some, you know, very serious stuff, you know. And it's not to strike fear in your heart, because the Lord, he tells his people that although he's going to bring forth judgments, there will be a remnant delivered, a remnant, you know, saved from the pestilence. You know, because the Lord, he's using these scenarios to judge, you know, judge the earth. Because right now, all the wicked stuff that's happening on the earth, you know, the debauchery, you know, the corruption and violence, you know, the sorcery, the witchcraft, you know, the oppression, the persecution, the wicked lifestyles that people are living, you know, the different agendas, you know, the different groups, the alphabet groups that's pushing things, you know, trying to teach the children, you know, to live wicked, evil lifestyles. You know, Bible going to train a child up in the Lord, and they will not depart. But these weirdos is reading stories, you know, in schools, drag queen, you know, story time. That's an abomination. That's wicked. That's evil. So the Lord, he's fed up. Hold on. This computer, I have a lot of content, which I need to get one of those storage devices, because I have videos and stuff like that I've recorded. I have, you know, research and just, you know, different, you know, pictures, you know, memes and stuff like that. I have music. So I got to, you know, if it be the Lord's will, get a storage container so I can put all of the, you know, the content on there. Because if it be the Lord's will, I have documentaries that I really need to put out. But you know, this technology, these computers, it's, you know, it's becoming more and more difficult to do things, because this devil is basically hacking my electronics, and he's been doing it for years, which, you know, comes with the territory, you know, for speaking the truth. You know, you're gonna have opposition and people don't like what you say. Hold on. I'm trying to pull the window back up. If I can't get it on this computer, I will just see if I can look it up on on my cell phone. And the devil doing this stuff is just, it's just really just, is meant to try to discourage, or, you know, just like so many situations or scenarios that are usually bad outcomes. That's the devil using trickery to try to get someone to, you know, basically just give up. But to hell with that. You know, the Lord have given us, you know, work to do. And we have to do it. We have to warn our people. We have to get our people to repent and lead them to Yahweh Shai. Because that's the most important thing, the repentance, returning to the Lord. You know, going into these events, these staged events that these people are planning is to warn the flock. But the key is to, what to do, during these type of situations. And the first, thing to do is repent, return to the Lord. Have faith, exhibit, the works, through faith, your personal works, which is, keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, and being charitable and merciful. The two greatest commandments, love the Heavenly Father with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let's see. I really need to try to pull this up on the computer because I don't know if it stopped recording if I start, pulling up other windows. So I was trying to find it. From the last window, but I can't find it. So let me type it up again. Disease X. So we just read that it's 20 times more deadly than the COVID-19 virus. So I'm reading this, let's see, what source is this? So, the Word of Yahweh by Shem Yahushai. This is on MSN.com again. So it says Disease X with 50 million death toll will prove world got lucky with COVID. So they're estimating that up to 50 million people could die from this Disease X that they're saying is the next pandemic. It says Disease X could have a worldwide death toll of 50 million, according to health experts. Disease X, a hypothetical next pandemic, could be similar to Spanish flu and make the world think COVID was lucky. So they saying that, as bad as COVID was, they saying that with this Disease X will make it look like that you were lucky to get COVID. That's how deadly this Disease X is expected to be. And they mentioned the Spanish flu. And I don't know if y'all remember, years ago they were researching, they was digging up bodies from people who had died from that Spanish flu. That was some years ago. And I think it was in Nova Scotia or one of those, countries. Let's see if I can find. Okay. I remember seeing that on TV. I think it was on Channel 19, which is PBS, when they was doing a documentary on that. That's, like the world, the World Health Organization, but you have the CDC that's behind a lot of this wickedness that's going on. Matter of fact, the Tuskegee experiment, before it was called right now it's called the CDC, before it was the Center of Disease Control. Well, before it was the Center of Disease Control, they were the ones that ran the Tuskegee experiment, which they was, using syphilis, on our people. They was researching syphilis. So they was injecting black men with the basically the STD. And they ran that experiment for decades that killed a lot of Jakes that suffered and were tormented, you know, by the hands of this devil, using, you know, the needle. This is why the Lord said, never trust thine enemy. A lot of our people, you know, you brothers and sisters out there, you've told your family not to take that jab. And unfortunately, you know, some of our people didn't listen. Let's see. Maybe it was in Alaska. Hold on. If I can't, basically find what I'm looking for, I'll just, you know, I'm going to read this article. It says that this is in Anchorage. Let's see. Give you brothers and sisters the source. Anchorage Daily News or ADN.com. It says how an Alaska village gave, or Salakia, how an Alaska village grave led to a Spanish flu breakthrough. It says 102 years ago, a strain of influenza virus spread across the globe. This is the article I need. Eventually researching Brevik Mission in Alaska, 5 days after the flu hit the Seward Peninsula, 72 of the 82 villagers in Brevik Mission were dead. So 72 out of 80 villagers died from the Spanish flu. It says, through a series of events suited to a detective novel, researchers made a connection between Brevik Mission and a flu virus that helped prevent another outbreak of the 1918 flu. And notice how from 1914 to 1918 was World War One. So directly after World War One was the Spanish flu. 1 of the worst epidemics ever experienced. In 1918, the 1918 flu, which infected 28% of people in the United States, killed 675,000 Americans. More than 20 million people died worldwide, most of them young adults. So worldwide, it killed more people. 20 million people. It says mostly young adults, you know, which are the generations. You know, it says Johann Houghton made it a personal mission to find a sample of the 1918 virus he calls the most lethal organization. Salakia, the most lethal organism in the history of man. A native of Sweden, Houghton was studying microbiology at the University of Iowa in 1949. There he overheard a virologist say that the clue to understanding the 1918 flu might be found in the bodies of victims who were buried in a permafrost. Before he returned to Sweden, Houghton made a recreational trip up to the Alaska Highway in 1949 with his wife in Fairbanks. He met Otto Gist, the anthropologist whose work led to the founding of the University of Alaska Museum. When Guest heard of Houghton's interest in the 1918 flu, he introduced Houghton to Lutheran missionaries who gave Houghton church records from Alaska villages in 1918. The records included detailed information of the dead, including where they were buried. Houghton looked at an Alaska permafrost map and selected Brevik Mission as a place that met the requirements of massive flu mortality and frozen ground that might have preserved bodies. So they wanted to go, you know, research somewhere where the ground was cold, where the bodies would be more preserved. And this is how they were able to basically dig up you know, people that died from the Spanish flu, which made them, you know, basically infectious. You know, they would have been, so many words that could spread. But you find out that these institutions, you know, like CDC, they would take those type of viruses and study them and mutate them in laboratories. This is why they mention the word, you know, with this disease X as a, you know, basically being like the Spanish flu. Who's to say that these devils didn't mutate that by taking the virus from these dead bodies and then revamping it again, you know, mixing it with other viruses, or creating something that will mutate into something as deadly as they're saying, up to 50 million people. It says, after the sudden fatalities at Brevik Mission, officials of Alaska's territorial government hired gold miners from the Nome to dig a grave large enough for 72 bodies. Driven steam points into the permafrost on a rise near the village. The miners thawed a hole 12 feet wide, 25 feet long, and 6 feet deep. The bodies buried there remained somewhat preserved by the frozen soil surrounding them. Houghton flew the Brevik Mission. Houghton flew to Brevik Mission in 1951. Salakia for the mistakes. It says, with permission from the native elders, Houghton Guest and two Iowa researchers opened the mass grave marked by two crosses, hoping to study the virus to see what had made it so deadly. Houghton's goal was the retrieval of the live flu virus from the lungs of the victims. He removed lung tissue from four bodies, closed the grave, and returned to Iowa. In the lab there, he tried to retrieve the virus using a number of different methods. After he failed, Houghton resigned himself to perhaps never solving the mystery. Says, fast forward 46 years later in 1997, Houghton, then 72 and living in San Francisco, read an article in the journal Science written by molecular pathologist Jeffrey Taubenberger. That sounds like an ish. Taubenberger is chief of the viral pathogenesis and evolution section at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in Bethesda, Maryland. Bethesda, Maryland is where a lot of those, you know, intelligence agencies are. Taubenberger and his colleagues developed a method to isolate genetic material from viruses that he applied to the tissue of two young soldiers who died of the flu in 1918. He had access to autopsy specimens preserved since the Civil War. The only drawback to Taubenberger's samples, encased in the chunks of permafrin the size of a thumbnail, was that they were extremely small. He needed more to work with, but he did not know where he could find tissue of people killed by the 1918 flu until Houghton wrote him. Using $3,200 from his savings account, Houghton traveled to Brevik Mission in August 1997. After receiving permission from the elders, he again opened the mass grave at a depth of 7 feet. He saw that he was looking for a well-preserved body. The body was that of an obese woman. Her lungs, which Houghton removed, were well-preserved. Houghton said the tissues, excess fatty tissue had insulated the lungs from decay during brief periods of permafrost thaw. With the samples from the obese woman in 2005, Taubenberger and his colleagues reconstructed the virus, they determined it had originated in birds and had mutated to infect people. So it was spread from birds to infecting human beings. And just like this Wuhan from the bats to human beings. Hey, these people are wicked. You can already see, you know, basically how this is manifesting this disease X. Using this information, researchers developed a vaccine and ensured that the Spanish flu would never again infect anyone with access to modern medicine. So that's pretty much it. If you can, you want to read the article again, that was, I just said the source. That was, that was from Anchorage Daily News. So that's a pestilence. So let's get the definition of the word pestilence. The Heavenly Father told us that he would, punish the world for its evil and its, iniquity, and he would send four sword judgments towards his people because Israel is scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. So the plagues that's set to judge Israel will be worldwide because our people are scattered, as the prophecies tell us, based off the curses. So this is in the BibleStudyTools.com, and the definition of pestilence is any sudden fatal epidemic is designated by this word, and its biblical use is generally indicates that these are divine visitations. So the pestilence, diseases, that's, is divine visitations from the Heavenly Father, Yahweh. So the Lord, he said he would send four sword judgments upon Jerusalem. So these judgments are worldwide, and there are many different ways the Lord will bring judgments upon Israel. So it says the word is most frequently used in the prophetic books, and it occurs 25 times in Jeremiah and Ezekiel, always associated with the sword and famine. So when there's a pestilence, a disease, it's always associated with the sword, which is warfare. Esau, he's the scripture says that Esau is the sword of the Lord. So the Lord will use Esau to bring forth mass destruction upon the earth, and then the Lord will judge Esau. Remember, Esau got the blessing of the sword. So Esau, being the devil, where the word devil means deceiver, he's deceiving the whole earth, and he's only on this earth to bring destruction. The scripture says that he come to take peace from the earth. That's what this devil does. So he's using these different viruses and mutating them and tweaking them and releasing them, to what? Depopulate and to try to do away with Israel. So the sword and what? Famine, which is a food shortage, the different food processing plants that are, that are mysteriously burning up. It says in four other passages it is combined with noisome or evil beast. So that's the four sword judgments, and then the or war. So the noisome or evil beast or the wild beast that will remove out of place when there's death and destruction, the economy collapse and there's few people, those animals will you know, come out of those forests and woods and the wilderness, and they'll start going into areas that were supposedly, you know, or in so many words, there were areas where people would populate. Like the movie Leave the World Behind. Remember the scenes where those deer, you know, you had herds of deer that were, you know, they were out of the forest and they were going into areas, you know, where people are or people were supposed to be. And so you have those known or unknown beasts. The unknown beasts or the beasts that are in the forest at night that, you know, that people will call myths, like Bigfoot and, you know, the Mothman, all these strange creatures where there's been folklore and, you know, traditions, you know, oral traditions, you know, through the Native Americans, where they would speak, you know, to their, you know, to their tribes, and they would give stories of the what they call the boss of the woods, which is Bigfoot. And they would tell the children, don't veer off too far from the camps, because they said that the Bigfoot would you know, basically snatch the children up. So you have, you know, worldwide, you have stories of, and even sightings of Bigfoot, you know, in areas that are cold, they call them what? The abominable snowman, the Yeti, Sasquatch, you know, that's the term that the Native Americans, you know, call Sasquatch, you know, the Bigfoot, you know, the Gadites. So it says in Amos 4 and 10, the judgment is compared with the plagues of Egypt in Habakkuk 3 and 5. It is a commitment Salakia. I've never seen this word before. Continent of the march of God from the Arabian mountain. Salakia. Concomitant. Let me find this word. I've never heard of this word before. I've never heard of that word before, but that's a difficult word. Concomitant of the march of God from the Arabian mountain. It says there is the same judicial character associated with pestilence in Exodus 5 and 3, 9 and 15, Leviticus 26, 25, Numbers 14, 12, Deuteronomy 28, 21, 2 Samuel 24, 21, 1 Chronicles 21 and 12, Ezekiel 14, 19 to 21, which is the four sword judgments. Hold on. So this is in Ezekiel 14 and 19. It says, hold on. Let's see. Ezekiel 14 and 21. And I'm, let's see what version this is. Let me just pull it up. Four sword judgments. Four sword. I'll read it out to KJV. So this is from the KingJamesBibleOnline.org. And it reads, "For thus saith the Lord Yahweh, how much more when I send my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, which is Esau, and the famine, which is the food shortage." Again, going into the processing plants, they're burning up, you know, mysteriously. Nobody knows how it's happening. And people are just carrying on like as if, you know, these situations aren't, you know, a great concern, you know. And I'm not saying that you got to be worried, but, you know, the scriptures do tell us to be prudent. A prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself. It says, but the simple pass on and are punished. So the Lord is showing us in these different signs, you know, that, hey, the Lord is about to bring judgment upon the land. So what should you do? Repent. Hold on. So this is in the book of 2 Peter 3:11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? So this is going into how the earth will, basically melt away. It's going to be burnt with fervent heat. Let me read 10. It says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? So although the world is totally oblivious to what's happening, the Lord is telling us what manner of persons ought we to be with all holy conversation and godliness, so we can be prepared spiritually for the day of the Lord, which he will come as a thief in the night. So all these different events with the pestilence and the noisome beasts and the famine and the sword, the Lord is commanding his people to repent, to be set apart, to have holy conversation and godliness. Because the Lord, he's going to bring that judgment upon the earth. So let's go back to Ezekiel 14:21. It says, how much more when I send my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, which is the, you know, the wars, rumors of wars, Esau with the, you know, the weapons of warfare, the different military factions, the UN, all these different, the warmongers, they ready for bloodshed. And the famine, food shortages, you know, the Bible go into how that's the worst way to go. Worst way to die is to die from famine, to pine away. This is a noisome beast, which are the wild animals, known or unknown. You got all these strange creatures. You got the spirit world is stirred up. You got the portals that are being opened. You hear what happened down in Miami with the 10-foot tall, you know, creatures, you know, where they said that they were, like shadows, you know. And the pestilence, which is the disease, that are divine visitations from the Heavenly Father. It says to cut off from it man and beast. So the Lord will cut off man and beast with those four sword judgments. So this devil, you know, he's, with this virus, you know, the you know, the coronavirus, and then what they're saying with this disease X, where it could kill up to 50 million people. Hey, these devils, they want to go up to, you know, 8 billion people. So they're going to use many different methods to bring forth that. If it ain't the disease, it'll be the food shortage. You know, so this devil, he's creating chaos upon the earth. You know, but the scriptures tell us that a man's goings is of the Lord. So the Lord is allowing these things to happen because he's judging the wicked. He's judging the earth. He's going to bring forth these calamities because the people, they don't fear the Lord. And they mock the messengers of the Heavenly Father. And they mock the Lord's people, the believers. You got people that are atheists that don't even believe in God. They don't even believe in the Messiah. They say all kind of horrible words. Someone had made a comment on one of my social media platforms, which was on TikTok, and I wrote the Bible verse saying that, you know, basically you're mocking the Lord gonna judge you. Let's see. Okay, let's see. So I want to share something. I mentioned the food processing plants. Of course, you have people like, you know, like Snopes and all these other little organizations, you know, like news outlets that are nothing but agents, you know, they're just set up to, you know, tell the lies. Hold on, I'm looking for a good source. So this is, hold on. This is from, this source right here, I don't subscribe to it, you know, but I'm just read what it says. This is from the houseofdavid.org, House of David Ministries. I'm not for sure that their issues or whoever, but, it just says that 25 mysterious fires at food processing plants across the U.S. in the day's food shortage. So let's play this. Let's see. Okay. So that's just a video, it's raw footage of General Mills building on fire. So they give, I won't read all of the article because I only got about 5 minutes. But I'll just read a few of them. It says that on Saturday evening, a fire broke out at the Purdue Farms facility in South Norfolk area of Chesapeake, North Carolina. 10 days ago, a small plane crashed within a mile of the runway of Covington Municipal, Georgia Municipal Airport, hitting a General Mills food facility. On Sunday, it was being reported that nearly half a dozen wildfires had just roared through key agricultural areas of Nebraska in the middle of the night. On March 23rd, a fire broke out on the roof of General Mills food processing plant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. On March 28th, Maricopa Food Pantry, a local food bank in Arizona, lost 50,000 pounds worth of food in a fire that occurred just 15 minutes after their food bank closed. According to CBS affiliate Arizona's Family AZ Central, cited CEO Jim Schaff in stating that 15,000 pounds of meat and 40,000 pounds of canned goods and other commodities were lost in the blaze. On March 31st, a structure fire significantly damaged a large portion of the Rio Fresh onion packing facility in San Juan, Texas. It was the largest fresh onion packing facility in the region. On April 12th, a major fire broke out in the New Hampshire's East Conway Beef and Pork Slaughterhouse. On April 13th, the Taylor Farms California Food Service production facility in Salinas, California, burned almost entirely to the ground. The facility employed almost 1,000 people. An update on the company's website described the Salinas factory as its primary production facility. On August 14th, a small plane crashed into the Jim State Food Processing Plant in Hayburn, Idaho. The website of the company described itself as processing 18,000 acres worth of potatoes each year. On April 19th, the headquarters of Azure Standard, the nation's premier independent distributor of organic and healthy food, was destroyed by fire. The company released a statement that due to the destruction, the company will experience out-of-stock status for Missouri market oils, honey, and vinegar, which are all things that are pretty much healthy. Honey and vinegar and even oils like olive oil is good for one's health. Basically, any Azure market liquid product as well as other Carab products for the short term. The destruction may also affect product supplies from their fruit packing facility. On March 24th, 2022, a fire destroyed the Penobscot McCrum potato processing plant in Belfast, Maine. On March 16th, 2022, according to the Kate, a fire caused extensive damage to a new production line dedicated to Hot Pockets in the Nestle Pocket of Jonesboro, Arkansas. On March 16th, a major fire hit the 1.2 million square foot Walmart Fulfillment Center, Plainsville, Indiana. On February 22nd, 2022, a propane boiler explosion caused a fire that destroyed the Shears Foods potato chip plant in Northeast Oregon. On February 3rd, 2022, according to the NBC 15 in Madison, Wisconsin, a fire destroyed part of the Wisconsin River Meat site in Mauston. So it's a few more or several more. So that's not by coincidence. These are targeted situations to basically dwindle the food supply. This is why they don't want people growing their own fruits and vegetables. The soil is jacked up because they want to bring forth famine. So the message is repent, return to the Lord. Shalom.